You're listening to a podcast from the Finnish Football Show.
It's Mark here, on the bus heading from Seinäjoki to Vaasa. It's Friday the 12th of April. I'm here with Jules. Hi, Jules.
Hi.
We're also got Billy next to us. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
I'm not sure how much Billy's going to say, but Jules looks like he's got plenty to talk about. So, Jules, how are you feeling? Vaasa away.
Oh, I like the good old days when we would just rock up in Vaasa and leave with the 3 points, but nowadays it's not so sure about that. So, away day on a Friday night. It's a great start of the weekend.
Yeah, great start to the season as well. What about... So tell me about the rivalry with Vaasa. It's obviously local derby, but is it more heated than that from your perspective?
I wouldn't say it's more heated. I mean, there's always a rival between Seinäjoki and Vaasa on a city level. And as a sport level, I mean, there was rival between Seinäjoki or SJK and whatever team came from Vaasa in the days when we were so small that VPS weren't
on the radar.
Exactly, we weren't on their radar. And then luckily we've been really good against them since we came into the Veikkausliiga. And our record against them is really good. But yeah, so it's a local rivalry. Can I be mean? I don't want to see VPS go down. Their job is to finish 11th every season.
and 6 points next season for us.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yep.
That's quite big words though, Jules. It didn't pan out that way last year, did it?
No.
Billy, a quick word from you. 6 years ago, we sat on this bus and went to some Liga Cup away game up in Kokkola or something. And now we're back today. How are you feeling for this particular game?
Well, quietly confident. Always full of hope. Maybe that's just dumb, but always full of hope.
Start of the season, optimism. Anything from the first game last week to give you that optimism?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought we played some really nice football. We controlled a lot of the game, created good chances. So, yeah, I think if we can do that again, well, who knows what will happen.
Which of the mostly new ASICO players, which ones are most interesting or exciting for you two guys? Billy?
Well, being a defender, I quite like to look at Pires and Belfati, but he was with the academy, but he looked really good, and Kempine in as well, so yeah.
Wow, Billy's picked three players and they're all defenders and wing-backs. What about you, Jules?
I'm not saying anything today because we're going to be playing in about an hour's time. Whoever I pick is going to score an own goal or put through, I don't know, so get sent off, so no, I'm not saying anything.
There you go. That's
Call me superstitious.
That's the optimism of the ASICO fan going away to Vaasa. Jules, you look like you're ready for another drink.
Hang on. Just talk about, open up. The VPS away, it's a 1 hour journey, which is absolutely perfect for like necking quite a few beers, but not peaking too soon. So it's only an hour. So it's not like Ilves, two and a half hours. So it's a nice journey to get quite steaming, but not be overcooked by the time you get to the stadium.
What time do you think you might be overcooked?
7:05.
Okay, not bad for a 7 o'clock kickoff. I'm going to go and have a wander down the bus. There's someone else I want to speak to about a new song that's coming along. So I'm here now with Jukka, and Jukka's going to explain this new ASICO song. Tell me first, what happened? What did the Vaasa fans do last year that we're reacting to?
Yeah, so in the last rivalry last year, they did a tifo about one of our traditional foods in Seinäjoki, and it's just in Seinäjoki. If you go like 25 kilometers away from Seinäjoki, they don't know it anymore.
So what did this tifo say?
Yeah, I can remember exactly from word to word, but it had some reference to the food, which is spinach pancakes with minced meat sauce.
And it's a delicacy in Seinäjoki.
it's a real delicacy here. We all love it, and everyone else, I think they hate it.
And so at the start of this season, there's a bit more organisation to the Kloppit, for one thing, and okay, this is live on the pod. We're checking the toilets. That does not look good, my friend. Maybe, listener, I'll put a photo of that toilet on the in the show notes. It is rank, and we're only 15 minutes out of Seinäjoki.
And no one hasn't been there. It was like that, really.
Back to the song. Tell us what this song. What are the lyrics of this song? Maybe if you can tell it in English, and then I'll get the guys to sing it.
Yeah. But first, I have to say that they meant it as a bad way, BBS fans, about the Tifo, but we were honored because we love the food so much. If anyone else is talking about it, we have achieved our goals. That the word spreads across the Finland, but now I have to check the words because I can't remember them.
It is a very new song, so it's not. There is a song sheet, and everyone's been practicing at home. I know in our house we've certainly been practicing.
So now I find the lyrics, and it's about like everyone is always saying about us because we are a quite new club in Finland that we don't have traditions. So we're singing that maybe we don't have traditions, but we have lots of love. And then of course we mentioned the delicate food, which is once again spinach pancakes with minced meat sauce.
It sounds to me like the Kloppit are revving up for a song, so let's have a listen. Okay, Jules, half time, it's 0-0.
They're playing music here, aren't they?
Well, it's really bad music here, yeah. Some Europop.
At least through the original. No style here, no style.
Europop version of Country Home. But well, first of all, from the fans' perspective, how are you enjoying your beer?
Didn't buy it, same as at SJK. I'm not paying €8 for a can that you can buy in a shop for, I don't know, a fraction of the price. €8 for a can of Carlsberg, Heineken, whatever it is. No, it's not even a big can. Not
yeah,
having it.
Yeah, 330 mils, €8. That's quite right.
So I'm not overcooked.
Yeah, all that big talk on the bus and Jules is
basically
sober. Yeah.
We got that far.
How has the first half been from your view?
It's been a great game of football. Both teams have had spells when they've dominated. And both teams have had chances. Avasa possibly should have scored. It's far away down the other end, but it looks like it was a great save.
And at our age, seeing down the other end becomes more and more of a challenge.
Yeah, indeed it does. So it looks like they should have scored, and we've had lots of good chances without actually forcing the keeper to work, but it's been very even.
And the atmosphere from here, it's always difficult to tell when you're in it. I mean, I think maybe the listener can hear from my voice at least that it's on the way out again for the second week running. But in general, the atmosphere in this ground that is like three quarters of a ground, it's not bad, is it?
It's good. It's good. I mean, I think Kloppit are doing really well. And I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, it was really disappointing how VPS were. But now they've got their shit together. Sorry, can I swear?
I'll edit it out. Don't worry.
Okay, they've got their together, and they've got some supporters there, and they're making some noise, and it's it's a good atmosphere. It's a good derby atmosphere. Nice.
Yeah, it's true. They've got one block behind the goal. It's quite a big block, actually, and they seem pretty full. And when they're in full swing, you know, we can almost hear them down this end.
Yeah. Got to give them credit, because, I mean, they're supporting VPS. So, you know, turning up week in, week out and watching... Now I'm editing myself out. Okay.
Edit yourself all the way. It saves me a job later. Listener, I did buy a beer at halftime, so I'm going to lubricate my voice and see if there's anything left at the end of the game.
I could drink your beer while you've got your hands full.
Right, we're on the bus after the game, and I'm next to Lady Sutter, of course, and I'm going to make her say something into the microphone. What do you think about the performance? Like, we went through last season with all the kind of frustrations and everything. We've seen two games now. What do you think? What do you think about the performances?
I have a bit more positive feeling about the team and the way we're playing, and I think there's a bit more joy in the way we play. Good passing, and with fighting back, we're not defeated if there's a setback. We're playing a bit more interesting football than we have been pretty much for all the years that I've been following ASICO, so I'm a bit scared to say I'm hopeful, but I am.
And just now the fans were singing that we're going into Europe, and what was your reaction to that?
What did I say? It's slightly a bit too early, but yeah, I know that Europe is important, but for me, I would like us to win something.
So we've got those, hopefully we've got a couple of the listeners coming up to the Ilves game next week. How do you think we're going to do against Ilves next week?
Well, it's a home game, mm-hmm. So we have a home turf advantage, so the way we're playing, I think we're going to do pretty well. I think we're going to win.
Okay, I won't ask you to make a prediction. That's good enough. I think predicting a win is good enough, and hopefully Jamie and Rasmus will see you here next week.
And I can promise you guys this much, we're going to be Kloppied. We as a Kloppied, we're going to be loud supporting our team.
Yeah, it feels good right now, huh?
Yeah, it feels good.
Thank you, Sutton.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I'm also speaking to Tush. Tush has been today on her first away game. So, Tush, what was your overall feeling of travelling on the bus, being with a lot of the Kloppit here and visiting Vasa for an away game?
This is my first time being with the Kloppit and also to an away game, and I feel like the experience in the bus but mostly in the stadium is much more enjoyable. I mean, the match is much more enjoyable there. The time just go really fast, and that was really different from sitting alone and watching the match.
What were you expecting? And how was the whole experience compared to what you were expecting?
So I was expecting to sit alone in an angle with the Kloppit because I didn't know anyone. But luckily, I could get to know someone and to cheer with them for our team.
And the atmosphere being there in the away section, how was that for you? Have you experienced that sort of thing before, or was it new? And just how did it feel?
No, I haven't experienced that ever. This was my first time, and as I said before, so much fun, so much enjoyable, and it was. I mean, I feel so happy, even though we draw the game. Yeah. So it was very, very, very fun.
Okay, final question, because the singing has started again.
Yeah.
Next week we have a home game against Ilves.
Yes.
Where will you be watching the game?
of course, with you, with you guys, and I will learn the lyrics of the songs.
Okay, then in that case, I will forward you the lyric sheet and you can practice during next week. Thanks a lot, Tush.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're back on the bus after the game. That was action-packed second half. Jules, we spoke at halftime about how balanced the game had been. It got unbalanced pretty quickly in the second half, didn't it?
I don't know what the problem is with SJK for the last season and this season, but we've got a habit of letting a goal in within the first 5 minutes of the second half, and I don't like it.
It's really blooming annoying.
Quite annoying.
Describe the goal.
And who scored it? You know, it's like the return of the ex-player, Hakioya, like a screamer from, I don't know, 5 yards out of the box. And yeah. It was a good goal. Very good goal. Don't have to keep, could do anything more about it because, you know, I have to look back at that. But yeah, it was a screamer. But then, you know, I wonder if we were switched on enough or not. But then I thought Fair Pierce were going to run away with it. And luckily we scored. And then after that, until the last 5 minutes, it looked more like SJK were going to get the winner. But then in the last 5 minutes, it was SJK hanging on. And VPS could easily have got a winner. So a nice derby game. Yep.
It was a cracking atmosphere for a derby game as well. We talked at halftime about the Bebsu fans, but I mean, I'm sure the listener can hear my voice is gone. My throat, I can taste blood in my throat. Your hands are cracked.
Yeah, bloody hands.
Yeah. And then at the end, describe the end of the game after the final whistle. What was going on there in the stadium?
We don't need to go into that.
But I mean, like, the fans were standing, like, we stayed there and we were singing our spinach pancake song over and over again. It was ringing around the stadium, and there was a crowd of Bepsu fans standing there. They might have been singing back to us, but I've no idea because I couldn't hear above the noise we were making.
Yeah, credit to the Bepsu fans. They made a good noise any time that we were quiet, which wasn't very much, then normally we could hear them singing. So a credit to them for making a good atmosphere. And yeah.
Final score, 1-1. Not unhappy. I think, like you guys said before the game, settle for a draw.
Yep. And also, we're top of the league, above Barca, on alphabetical order.
We'll take that. And the fans in our coach have been singing that we're heading to Europe. Now, that may be a little premature after a couple of games.
Or maybe they're just like going to have July off and like go off on a holiday or something. But.
All right. Listener, hopefully this has been, you know, a little bit different, a little bit of atmosphere around a game of Finnish football. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you think you'd like to do something similar for an away game following your side, any Finnish club or one of the national teams, doesn't matter, then get in here.
What I'd love to hear is other local, you know, local rivalries, like which other teams have derby games and what is it? Because, like, the derby games in Finland, they're so geographically dispersed. You know, your local rival, our local rival is only 75 kilometres away, and in the UK that's a big distance. But you know, I'd like to hear, like, who are your local rivals? Yep.
Sounds good to me. Listener, let us know what you think about this type of episode. Hopefully there'll be a few more through the year. It'll come when it comes. It's not scheduled, but if somebody's got something to say, actually I would say I challenge the Tampere boys that are coming to Seinäjoki in a week's time to you know, get your recorders out and show us what you got.
Yeah, come to meet us in the pub and we'll sing some chants over your recording.
Well, that as well. Yeah. All right, until next episode of Finnish Football Show Away Days. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Have you read that book? Away Days. It's a good book.
You're terrible. You've ruined my outro. You're supposed to say goodbye.
You're a master editor. You can do it. You can cut me out. You've done it before.
You've been listening to the Finnish Football Show. You can find us online at finishfootballshow.com. Remember to subscribe to the show wherever you're listening or watching. You can follow the Finnish Football Show page and group on Facebook and also on Instagram. Escape to Suomi on Twitter is now Finnish Football Show on X. And you will find us on Blue Sky at Finnish Football Pod. See the links in the episode description, along with the links to the Finnish Football Show merchandise.